Well, thanks for the introduction and thank you all for being here. My name is Jose Liquete and I'll be talking about my project in the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. And it's titled Characterization of Soil Bacterial Isolates Capable of Degrading Biodegradable Mulch Films. And I want to talk a little bit about mulch films. These are films that usually are give a lot of beneficial properties to the user. So they increase soil moisture, they stabilize the temperature of the soil, and they decrease the runoff of like the fertilizers and the pesticide, and you also sometimes don't even have to use them. Most of them, we might see them in our landscapes in the form of wood chips, but in industrial scales, a lot of people use what I call polyethylene films. So essentially just films, use plastic films from fossil fuels derived. So some people, the problem with these films is that afterwards, when you have this gigantic film, this roll, what do you do afterwards? Some people just take it to their backyard essentially and just let it sit there. But because the recycling aspect of it is very hard, like it's very costly. They sometimes do it by weight and it carries a lot of soil, so it's just you're losing a lot of money from it, and then the scientists have come with films that in this case biodegradable, so it's just a mixture of bio-based polymers to increase their biodegradability and just essentially shorten their lifespan. So the idea with this is when you lay it afterwards, when the season ends and you just harvest, you till it into the soil and you let the microorganisms consume the biomass and just produce make their own biomass and just produce CO2. So for my project, I'll be talking more about just the isolates and just individual bacteria degrading these mulch films, whereas in the following talk, you will listen more about the communities. So a little bit about my methodology. We took soil from East Tennessee, and we started doing microcosms using these films as their soil carbon, the only added carbon source. From this mixed community, we started serially diluting, and getting individual isolates, and those are some of the isolates that we got. And the ones in bold are the ones that we focus our experiments on. We focus them we just chose them and did it. But we'll eventually do it on the other ones. And that image would be like something like Streptomyces grow on the film. So you can see that they could cover the whole film. So we did. On the right side of the panel, you would see just essentially respiration along 40 days, in this case, using the films as the added carbon source, and then just comparing it to conventional polyethylene plastics. And you could see that indeed they would respire when you added this bacteria. And then on the other one, we tested the L-lactate production. So we had a film that is polylactic acid, so essentially just a chain of lactic acid. So when these chains started to break down, they produced lactate, the monomers. And we could see that when we added Bacillus and when we added Rhodococcus, they would significantly increase the production of L-lactate in the media, also in the presence of glucose and a polymer PLA film, and not a PLA slurry, which is not like a perfect film, let's put it this way. And then this is another one using two isolates of Streptomyces, and we can see that when we add the Streptomyces to the media and with plastics, we can see a significantly increase in CO2 production, essentially in just respiration. So we can see that indeed these microbes can degrade the plastics, and we can see that they break down the monomers too in PLA plastic. And if you have questions, if you want to go into more details, I would be glad to go over them in poster 1309 from 4 to 6 p.m. in the East Hall. Thank you.